just like life. Everybody. Hey, what's up, boomers? This is Hard Listening coming at you from WMFO in Medford 91.5. What's up? Crack your Monster Energy drinks, because we got some boomer anthems coming up. This is your classic rock radio. No, nothing past 1990. I'm talking no Nirvana, no Carly Rae, no 100 Gecs. None of that newfangled modern music, just real rock and roll. Can I get a rock and roll from the boys on studio?
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
All right, boys, how we booming tonight? Terry, you booming well, brother?
I'm booming.
No, I want to hear you attempt a boomer voice, Terry.
Do it.
I think my concept of a boomer voice sounds nothing like yours, but
so that's interesting.
So
you want to hear it?
Wager a try.
It's basically just imitating my dad.
Do it.
It's like, hey, what's up? You want to go get some IPAs after the
after the mountain biking sesh, bro?
Yeah,
dude.
I don't like trying to do that.
It's gonna be so tight, bro. I mean, no, that's not the real energy that real boomers are going for, brother. I don't know why I'm doing the Hulk Hogan voice. It just absolutely fries my throat.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't last an hour with that one.
I know. Well, yeah, this is Hard Listening. You're tuning in here in the wee hours of the morning in the studio. I got the... Oh, are we beeping? That's fine. I'm sure it's fine. Got Terry, T-Dog, got Adam. We got... Oh, there's a... I don't know if it's... Apparently it's giving me a siren, testing our emergency systems. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's concluded now. So back to booming. Alrighty, we got some real trap classics coming up for you.
Certified hood classics.
Certified hood classics. We start out with The Fez by Steely Dan.
What we're about to hear is a track that I discovered when I was 5 years old.
Exactly.
On a CD at my neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. And when I brought it back and started playing it at full volume on my stereo, it took me a while. It took me actually many years to figure out why my mom got so mad.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all clear in retrospect.
Coming up, we got a real certified banger coming up. All right. I'm sure y'all sing along at home if you know the words, which you definitely do. All right, let's go. All right, I forgot I wasn't connected to Wi-Fi, so this will be a just give me a second. I'm never gonna do it without the Fez on. Oh no.
Do we have listeners?
We have a non-zero amount of listeners. Let me check. How many listenees we got?
I don't think I've ever had below 8.
I had 20 one night. 13, baby. 13.
I've never
lucky,
had over 20 on.
Lucky
is this
13.
Mic on, by the way?
Yeah, all the mics are on.
Okay, sweet.
All the mics.
I'll participate.
All the Michaels are on. Yeah, it says no internet. Thank God.
For my,
I don't know how I played the first song. Huh? That's very strange.
Didn't take long.
Right,
did
you
say fuck already?
We are connected.
What was when?
I don't know.
Just all right.
Heaven's up a window, high school head. He's given
This is a coordinated monthly test of the broadcast stations of your area. Equipment that can quickly warn you during emergencies is being tested. If this had been an actual emergency, official messages would have followed the alert tone. This concludes this test of the emergency alert system.
We are back to booming, boys and girls.
Back at it again.
Back at it again at Crispy WMFO.
The hardest of listening.
The hardest, the absolute firmest of listening. the steeliest of listening.
What's the hardest?
My listening is
called?
So hard right now.
My listening, yeah, my ears are just like rock.
Diamonds.
My parents are listening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we got to keep it PG-13.
What are your parents' names?
Do you want their social security numbers too?
Yeah, and your mother's maiden name, please.
My mother's maiden name.
You gotta shout your parents out on the radio.
Yeah, shout outs to moms and dads. All of them. And also including my own.
Who are your father's maiden name?
What's my father's maiden name?
That's the real question.
I have no idea. I don't even know. I've never even met my parents.
Max Chow Gillette.
Max Chow Gillette. Yes.
I've met this man's father.
Yes, Tom.
Also, Chow. My mic's not on.
Yes, your mic is on. All the mics are on, baby.
Yeah.
Is the mic still on?
I don't hear myself.
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
I don't hear myself that much either. I think it's because the headphones are down low.
No, but wait. I can hear you. This is an awful conversation.
Yeah. No, we're good. All right.
Are you riveted
for all of our listeners? All
right. So we got that grimy boomer section. Now we're going to parlay it over to a little bit of the smarter side of boomers. You know how smart our generation is. You know, we... what did we invent, boys and girls? What did the boomers invent?
Light bulb. They invented the pyramids.
They invented the pyramids. They built the boomers built the sphinxes. Yeah, over in Egypt.
All the sphinxes.
All those sphinxes. Just all the big stuff that boomers built.
Anything in Egypt. The boomers are responsible for.
The boomers, the Sears Tower, the Empire Strikes Back building. What is it? The Empire State Building?
The Empire Strikes Building.
All right, we got some prog coming up for you. So
take a listen.
booming. What's up? We're back. This is Boomer. Boomer Radio.
How long can you stick with it?
Boomer Radio, brother. Yeah, I'm doing this off mic too. I'm not. All right. What were we arguing about?
I was doing some prog hating.
Yeah, he was doing some prog hating, which is astounding.
I don't particularly like
Honestly, so
I don't particularly like Rush.
Ah, dude, Rush is the greatest band of all time. Geddy Lee, baby. Geddy Lee, greatest art, greatest singer of all time.
King Crimson, still beautiful.
King Crimson slaps. Frippy.
Robert Fripp.
Robert M.F. Fripp. Maybe one of the maybe the greatest guitarist.
Zappa,
baby.
That's my final choice.
Zappin. I do stay zappin on the regular.
But what about Eric Clapton, bro?
Eric Clapton. Yeah, the greatest guitarist
of all time is the guy from Creed.
The guy from Creed. Who's it? Tremonti.
I don't know his name.
Oh my god. My own breeze. Okay, I'm done with my Scott Staff impression.
Did you get copyrighted on that?
Yeah, I just get like. Just like a
I
got to log that as a political message. Just get like a drone strike from WMG for like doing that. I remember I used to post like YouTube videos, and I had like a video.
You mean YouTube videos?
I used to, yeah, long gone, all privated. Do not research. But I posted a video, and like the background, it was like a Dragon Quest video, and the background of it was like. I think it was like Beat It or something, and it like immediately got like copyright struck. It's funny.
It's your first encounter with the real world.
My first encounter with the man, with the brutal music industry.
My friend Max, when he was 12, he did a rendition of the Macaroni song on YouTube.
No, I know that one.
A lyric video for the Macaroni song, yeah. And amassed 150,000 views.
That's incredible. Was it like in the blue background aerial text?
Yeah,
and white aerial text from Windows Movie Maker.
And people,
you could post anything in early YouTube, and people would
anything
would blow out.
The Get Lucky lyric video.
With the line that I
cannot say on air.
We're not saying it.
Yes, like the left.
My philosophy has become, if you say it in pig Latin, the FCC can't catch you, you know?
say it. I'm not going to say it.
Like the legend of the Enos Bay. Oh my god. All right.
They'll ever know HK is the end there.
We must stop this madness. All right. Coming up.
Terry is totally absconded from this discussion.
Terry has escaped. Terry's gone out the fire escape, tumbled into the snow of lovely, lovely Medford, Mass. Mm. Where we're coming at you from. And speaking of wonderful, wonderful Medford, Massachusetts, the WMFO donations drive is still in full swing, baby. PSA. Go to WMFO.org and click on the Donate tab. Fill out that donations drive Google form and follow the link at the bottom of the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. We want your money. Specific directions on how to donate to WMFO on the Tufts Giving page are included next to the link within the Google form. Sorry.
Do we have to read this on our show?
Please read donations PSA once per hour. No, dude, we need money. WMFO is starving. We're getting...
Feed WMFO. You heard it here first.
Yeah, we've been scraping music off the kitchen floor just to survive. Yeah,
you guys need it?
Yeah, throw a couple nickels down on the table.
Yeah, just throw it in the tape deck.
And...
Oh, man. All right. Help support the station and everything we do. Please donate. I think there's like also a thing about like you can get t-shirts and like you can get pins. So please do that. Give this wonderful community, which allows us so much, your money.
I think Terry Crews is going to do a PSA.
T-Dog is about to drop some PSA bars on
you. Before our next Boomer Anthem, I'd like to deliver a public service announcement about seatbelts.
Speak on it.
No matter what it takes, it's important to get your kids to buckle up for safety.
Do what
you have to do to make sure your kids are wearing their seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. Go to safecar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
That's right.
That's right.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And that's it.
That's and. Beautiful.
And. But yeah, buckle up, wear 2 seatbelts if you need to, maybe 3, depends on how you're how
if you're alone
your
in the back
is.
Seat, they, all those seatbelts, you might as well use them.
No, just you gotta straddle all the way
across.
You
gotta kinda lay down across
belt,
the back
I'm talking
seat.
Belts on belts on belts on belts, baby.
Just dripping just in real, belts.
Just dripping in belts.
Dripping in belts.
Belts up the way, up all up the way to my nips, baby. Just like belts on belts, like an
belts
Amish.
Belts to the nips.
Ipsnay, Ipsnay.
Ipsnay.
Just tasteless, oh really. Shocking right. What you hear on hard listening.
Shocking. Terrible at 2:38 in the gosh darn morning.
All right, coming up, we're taking it down south. Gotta go to old Southern boy, Adam with me.
Oh, hey,
in the station, brother.
Hello.
South oh, Carolina, yes. Boys.
South Carolina.
Texas,
big
boys.
Texas. All right, we got some...
Two Californians with us.
Two Californians
I'm
with us.
I'm from North Carolina.
Trish,
North
California.
Carolina.
Yeah, I'm from West
That's
Carolina.
That's miles better than South Carolina.
Yeah, it's miles north of South Carolina.
Miles
quite north. A few miles north.
Quite a few miles.
All right, let's play this music.
Rumors spread around. United takes his time. Right to check outside the game. If you know what I'm talking about, just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm
nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margarita Bill. Searching for my lost shaker salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think.
Love Baby, the greatest musician of our time.
Man,
Mike Love Baby. I'm talking Brian Wilson. Don't even matter. I'm talking doing the festival circuit, Beach Point, pulling up to the State Fair in Texas, baby.
That song makes me want to try pot again. I'm going to say it.
Oh, he just went and said it.
Oh, that tropical contact high. Ooh, give me the vapors. All right, Southern Bells. We're winding down the night. It's been a good booming hour. But like all good booming things, like our generation ultimately will, within the next 20 or so years, it has to end. So coming up, all right, on deck we've got 3, 2, 1. The Boomer National Anthem. All rise for the Boomer National Anthem.